Well, hello guys, it's Solar Man here, and this is a bit of a weird video. And the title is a bit of a clickbait, really. Sorry guys, this isn't a cure for baldness. In fact, I don't believe there is a cure for baldness. You can slow it down, maybe, hide it, wear a hat, sling a wig on, or just accept it. And it does generally affect more males than femmes, of course. When I was told it was because of testosterone. If you've got a high testosterone level, you've got a high chance of going bald. So if you start going bald when you're young, you could just cut your balls off. Of course, that's a bit of a catch-22 there. But anyway, the reason for this video is a news item. This hair transplant doctor or surgeon from Turkey says a warning to young men who drink energy drinks that he believes that can make you go bald. And you know what Turkey stands for there. You got turkey teeth, butt implants, breast implants. Some of them go wrong. But this hair transplant surgeon says the young men should stop drinking it completely because it raises their chances of 42% going bald. I don't actually drink them myself, but I see young guys who drink sometimes 2, 3, 4 cans a day. And you ever taken a look what's in these things? Mostly sugar and caffeine, isn't it? So let's put something up here so you can have a look at there. Now this just shows the amount of caffeine in the drink, not the sugar. Then there has been talk about banning energy drinks. But of course when you ban something, it makes it more desirable, doesn't it? No, I believe education is the right way to go. Now I know a guy on a building site who was about, I guess, 50 years of age. And he must have drunk about 7 energy drinks a day, big ones. And he said he'd been doing it for quite a few years. Of course, he had no actual teeth left. Well, there was a few things in his mouth, but they didn't look like teeth. And I'm sure it's pretty easy to get hooked on them too, for the energy and everything else, and the caffeine. But as for if you stop the drinks, you won't go bald. No, you still will go bald. If your father was bald, you'll probably go bald. And of course it's not talked about too much, but it must be devastating for the male, really. Because sometimes a male starts going bald pretty early on. But it must be far worse for a femon, because that's their crowning glory, isn't it? Well, I haven't gone bald yet. Of course, my father wasn't bald either, and his father wasn't bald. Although your hair does tend to recede a little bit as you get older. But don't worry about it, young guys, if you drink an energy drink, because the hair plant surgeons in the UK don't agree with the findings. They said that drinking energy drinks too much is bad for you either way, but there's no proof it can make you go bald. Now, I myself have tried an energy drink myself. I used to drink a few Red Bulls in Thailand. Of course, you know why that was. Yeah. But it's like almost drinking sugar. So now I don't know this. I could go check on it, I suppose. But how about you guys letting me know? What do you think the percentage of males go bald? And what's the percentage of femmes that go bald? Now, try not to look it up and just take a guess. I'm going to take a guess here, a complete absolute guess. 75% of men go bald in some way or other. And 33%, see that? I've got the 3% there. 33% of femmes go bald in some way or other too. Anyway, let me know what you think. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And my hairline isn't receding at all. I just got a very big forehead, that's all. See ya.